Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Patient recruitment is one of the main challenges in conducting a clinical trial. Bridget Young from the University of Liverpool in England has been working on a study to help identify solutions for trials with children. She outlines the findings.
Patient recruitment can be challenging for trials in many different clinical specialties, but recruitment to trials involving children can bring particular difficulties. The number of available patients is often limited, and further difficulties arise from the perception that children are a vulnerable patient group. However, despite these complexities and the need for robust evidence, most studies examining clinical trial recruitment focused on trials involving adult patients. We decided to tackle the problem with a qualitative study to compare how families and practitioners described their experiences of recruitment. And we did this to help inform strategies to improve the recruitment of children. Our study, which we called Recruit, looked at the recruitment process in four different clinical trials. By interviewing 59 families and 31 doctors and nurses in 11 research sites across the UK. The findings surprised us. We found striking differences between families and practitioners and how they experienced the recruitment process. Families seemed generally very positive about their experiences. They felt the practitioners were approachable and explained the trials well. Families also said they felt very comfortable in asking questions if they needed to, and none of the families we spoke to reported any sense of pressure from practitioners to say yes to the trial. Two of the trials in our study involved children who were very poorly or had recently been diagnosed with serious illness. Even though these families were at a difficult time in their lives, they accepted the need for doctors and nurses to approach them about trials. The overwhelming message we got from families was that they wanted to be asked about any trials that their child was eligible for. They might not say yes, but they at least wanted to be asked. In contrast, practitioners often felt that asking parents to consider enrolling their child in a clinical trial imposed a burden on families, particularly if the child was very ill. Some described recruited clinical trials as something that they personally felt awkward about, as if recruiting to trials was an aspect of their work that they found quite aversive. Practitioners were also concerned about the amount of information that had to be provided and believed this overwhelmed families. When we started the Recruit study, the question in our minds was, how can we improve the experience of recruitment from the perspective of families? And that remains very important, but in the light of our findings, we're now also asking ourselves, how can we improve the experience of recruitment from the perspective of practitioners? If practitioners feel that they are burdening families just by asking them about a trial, it may inadvertently colour how they discuss trials with families and even make practitioners reluctant to approach eligible families. A major conclusion of the Recruit study is that additional support is needed to help practitioners in approaching families about trials. Our findings give some initial pointers as to what sort of support would be helpful for practitioners. The challenge now is to develop the findings into a feasible intervention and work out how best to evaluate it. And we've embarked on this work.
If you would like more information on the Recruit study, it was published last year in the journal PLOS One, and there is more information on other studies of recruitment trials in some Cochrane methodology reviews and the Cochrane Methodology Register, which are available at thecochranelibrary.com.